Welcome back to 32 Fans. I'm Alexander Chester. With me, as always, is Keith Wieniker. Keith, how are you doing today?
What should we have really named the podcast? Like, people don't realize, like, we had no intention of continuing this past the NFL preseason.
32 days. Right? Yeah.
So, like, it was over.
Naming things is really hard. Naming my children was hard.
Yeah, you made, like, the newspaper with one of your child's names. You made international news with one of your kids' names.
That's true. But with both of our kids, you know, in New York, you're not allowed to leave the hospital without handing in the birth certificate form information, which includes the name, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And for both of my kids, we just basically snuck out of the hospital without handing it in. We live across the street from the hospital, so it's much easier. And then, you know, in Jewish tradition, of course, you formally give your child the name, if it's a boy, at his bris a week after he's born. But, you know, a lot of people announce it beforehand. So we decided not to announce it beforehand, largely because we didn't have a name. And with both kids, my wife and I sat in our bedroom the night before the bris and said, all right, listen, like, we have to publicly tell everybody we know this name in less than 12 hours, and we don't have a name. What the hell are we going to do? So it really took us a while to come up with names.
Yeah, my wife, for our son, we were still discussing it like 20 minutes before we named him.
Yeah. And who won that one ultimately? Did you pick a name, or your wife?
I won.
Yeah. And what's your son's name again?
David Noam. No, we call him Noam, though.
Yeah, I like Noam more than, you know, David's a little too common, in my opinion. So I like
Noam
more.
I'll apologize that my grandfather, that was his name. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, it was selfish of him to have a generic name, and then B, to die, yeah. You know?
Sorry, Zadie.
All right, apologies.
For this monster. All right. My grandfather did not like sports. He would not. I feel like he would. I don't know. I don't think he would have listened to this podcast.
Your other grandfather loves sports, but also doesn't listen to this podcast.
Correct. So. That's correct. Yes, he very well could, but he doesn't.
Yeah, all my grandparents were dead before the existence of the concept of a podcast, so not listening. In this world, anyway. So, you know, first let's start on top. We got a lot of good feedback from our TV shows, podcasts, the trilogy that it turns out being, the top 100 TV shows of all time.
Yeah. We're going to try and make the movies thing.
Yes. So as a reminder, yeah. So next week we're going to debut the top 100 movies of the past 25 years. We've already had a number of listeners submit lists, so feel free to send us your list of the top 100 movies that have come out since 1991. Again, you don't have to go 100 deep. You know, I will say that making a movies list is much, much harder than making a TV show list.
But it's kind of fun. I feel like it's like a fun, if you have like an afternoon.
It's a lot of work, though.
It is a lot of work.
The thing is this. Like, a movie is only 1.5 or 2 hours. So everybody has seen like 1,000-plus movies. Whereas a TV show, in order to rank it, you're not going to rank it unless you've seen many seasons of a show, which means committing 20, 30, 40 hours plus to a show, which nobody's done of that many shows. Nobody's watched more than like 100 TV shows, right? So ranking 100 TV shows isn't that hard. But movies,
I think
so
we
many.
Have watched more than 100 TV shows. Look at our lists.
I mean, I listed every show I've ever seen, and I just barely got to 100. So
I got past 100, and I don't know if I've seen every episode of every single show.
But. Well, yeah, but you've seen again, at least 10, 20 hours of each of them.
Oh, way more, pretty sure. Much. Except for the ones that only have 10, 20 hours, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so we got some good feedback. By the way, we also asked last week for people to review us on iTunes. We got a couple of iTunes reviews this week. Should we read those?
Sure.
All right, so the first one is from somebody named Stu DeJew. I think I know who this is. Mm-hmm. I think you know as well.
Sure.
And should I translate this into English or just read it how he wrote it?
Read it how he wrote it, but then explain, I guess.
It's going to be a lot of inside jokes. Then. Great show for the Omer in 3 weeks. I've listened to every Maccabees and Kol HaNishama. I think he has an extra syllable in there. Hanisha Mamana a cappella song. This podcast helps me get through my workout during this difficult time, and I can still observe halacha. So some observant Jews don't listen to music during certain times of the year in which they are in mourning. And this is our sarcastic friend Shmaria implying that when he doesn't listen to music, he listens to our podcast. The next comment, which I like even more, is from Nitro 1980. It says, greatest podcast about lists ever. If you love self-deprecating nerds, that's you. Guys that cry about Trump, that's me. And guys that make lists, that's both of us, then this podcast is for you. So great comment there by Nitro. Thank you, Nitro.
Yeah, maybe we should have named it, like, not The List. I think that's a TV show, but, like, something list-based.
Well, there's that new list app.
Yeah, I think it's BJ Novak's app.
There's BJ Novak has that new list app. Somebody tweeted it at me. I forget who it was. I apologize. Can't find it in my mentions right now. But I haven't taken a look at it yet. But a couple of the feedbacks that we got from our lists. A lot of people recommending shows that we should watch we haven't seen, like Black Mirror on Netflix, for example. Got a couple of recommendations. One great Twitter comment we get here, by the way, from Cody Jones 20. Cody says, this is in response to my comment in which I said I don't listen to people under 30 or over 35. He said, people under 30 think they're so awesome with their Snapchat. People over 35 don't know what a podcast is. I think you're right in the sweet spot. Cody, I agree with you 100% there. And then another thing people asked about is Akiva assigned me to watch The Genius, and I was supposed to assign Akiva to watch one of my top 100 shows, Ooh. And I didn't do it on the podcast. So I'm going to do that now.
Oh, no, I'm ready. So we had discussed a couple shows. I was hoping that you assigned Bored to Death, a show I'd be happy to watch. I was
You discussed both these shows. I was fearful
that you would assign Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah, so you discussed both those shows. I did not show my hand. You know, you made me watch The Genius, a South Korean game show, in Korean, by the way. And so I was pouring through my list. You know, you said it had to be a show in my top 100.
Had to be, yeah.
Yeah, so I wasn't going to make you watch Boardwalk. You know, I'm not going to make you watch Party Down just because I think you'll like it anyways, and it's not a thing I'm going to force you to watch. Same thing with High Maintenance, and again, there's not really a season. You know, the early seasons online would take like an hour to watch because each episode's like 5-10 minutes. The show that I was going to make you watch was Peep Show, which was number 56 on my list.
Oh, if you make me watch a British show, I'll be really... Yeah, I'm not watching a British show. That wasn't part of the deal.
It's funny. You make me watch a Korean show. So the advantage for you of Peep Show, it's on Netflix. It's British, so there's only like 6 episodes in a season, and it's a half-hour comedy. So powering through one season would be very easy. But I decided not to make you watch Peep Show because Peep Show is too good of a show, and I'm going to punish you for making me watch The Genius. So you know what I'm giving you?
Oh, boy.
And you have to watch the entire first season. That's our agreement.
Oh,
Why don't you go look at number 77 on my top my list of the top 100 shows of all time?
Okay. Now, I have a lot of emails from you, so I don't know how to find that.
All right. Should I just tell you what it is?
Yes.
The number 77 show of all time.
Oh, I hope it's not Borgen. I hope it's not Borgen.
The Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
What? No, you can't. That doesn't count. That's not even possible.
Oh, you better. You're going to find it. You're going to watch it.
I can't watch 180 episodes of the show.
Fine. You only have to watch... 30 episodes, all right?
One I have to watch. Worth. No, but The Genius has 10 episodes. How about I have to watch 10?
All right, fine. You have to watch 10 episodes of season one of The Tonight Show, but full episodes.
Oh, I'm expect to report. It has to specifically be the first season?
Yeah, you got to watch 10 full episodes of the first season of The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. I don't know where the hell you're going to find those.
Okay, if they're available. If they're not available, I get a pass. And you
if you're not available, if they're not available, we'll defer to Peep Show.
Okay, so hopefully they'll be available. Yeah. I don't want anything.
By the way,
that's
the reason
an incognito
tonight,
show.
The reason I have Tonight Show on here is because, you know, I did as a
you
kid.
You have The Tonight
up,
Show with Jay Leno on your 100 list?
Yeah, because I watched it. It's in my list, in which is called I Have Problems With It, which is the lowest tier. But because I did watch it a lot as a kid. Headlines every Monday. That was a perk.
Okay, the first permanent episode is on YouTube.
Okay, there you go. So that's your initial homework assignment. I'm very proud of myself. By the way, while we're updating on things we owe each other, so an update of some of our weekly bets. You beat me 6-4 in our Kentucky Derby bet. You had Nyquist, who in hindsight apparently
May 10th, 93 with Nikki Taylor, David Bowie, and Keanu Reeves. Full episode. All right, keep going.
Excited. All right, yeah, so you beat me in the horsies bet 6-4, but I've already clinched a victory over you on our NBA playoffs prediction bet. Based on our scoring system, I'm beating you 46-40 right now. I have a 6-point lead, and even if you are perfect in your predictions for the last 3 rounds, you'll only gain 4 points on me. So I've clinched that one. So you win one, I win one, and I'm still up 1 cumulatively. Of all our bets, I'm +1, +$10 on you.
All right. Well, Ross Perot.
Yeah.
He was on the Tonight Show for 22 minutes.
Oh, it's going to be tough. But yeah, so you know, I want to make sure that you don't renege on this bet because as I understand it, you made a similar bet once before and you did renege.
I don't know what you're talking about. There's no proof.
Well, unfortunately for you, your friend, childhood friend Andrew Parver, he was the one whose list was mostly network shows. He just sent us a voicemail. So let's take a listen.
Here's the thing about Akiva. Akiva thinks everything he watches is the greatest thing, and if he hasn't seen it, it's horrible. So when it comes to Duck Soup, which is perhaps by critics considered the greatest Marx Brother movie of them all, Akiva has never seen it. So I don't remember the details, whatever it was, he clearly lost the bet and had to own up to watch Duck Soup. It's available on YouTube, and I think it's easily 15 years he still hasn't watched it. Besides the fact that it's considered the greatest Marx Brothers movie of all time, and its beautiful satire on war. It features perhaps the greatest scene of any Marx Brothers movie and an all comedy, which is the famous murder scene with Groucho and Harpo, which was so beautifully recreated in I Love Lucy with Lucille Ball and Harpo Marx in I Love Lucy, the greatest television show of all time, in this classical slapstick humor idea. So, Keith, man up, own up, duck soup.
All right, Akiva, so I think you've been confronted with the evidence.
Yeah, I think the facts of the deal is we had a similar deal. I think, like, he would have had to watch Braveheart. We were on a skiing trip in, like, maybe Attitash, New Hampshire. I think I went with his family. And I think we watched Braveheart, and, like, the deal was, like, I had to pick one, we had to pick one, but we never watched Duck Soup. I don't know why he was so obsessed with Duck Soup. So I guess I owe, after I watch 10 episodes of the 1992-1993 season of The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, I guess I got to watch... Is not only is it black and white, are the Marx Brothers movies silent? Are they silent movies?
I don't think so.
Or are they just black and white? All right, that's not so bad. Yeah, the Marx Brothers don't talk, though. Anyway, all right, so I got a lot of homework, a lot of fun homework.
All right, so let's talk about this week's bet. So obviously we're going to reserve longer conversations for football as we get closer to the football season. But the very first Bovada over-unders for all 32 teams came out today.
So that's very exciting.
Yeah, very exciting. So obviously these numbers are subject to change. Neither one of us has done a lot of research yet, but I thought we'll whip through these. We'll each quickly give an over and under on each of those, and whichever ones we disagree on, that will be this week's bet. So much like the baseball bet, this is going to be a bet that's going to last a long, long time until we can determine a winner. But
all right, but we're not. This bet counts, but we're not beholden to these picks. When we picks in August.
Yeah, our picks will come in August or September. Yeah, in late August when we've done our research. But let's just go very quickly, and we'll start at the bottom. Cleveland Browns, over-under is 4.5. Not looking at their schedule, not looking at anything. I'm going to say over just because it's way too low a number.
What 4.5 is too low for anybody. Over.
Okay. The Titans are at 5.5. And for the same reason, I'll go over on the Titans.
Oh, definitely over. Mariota's going to have a big year. Over.
All right. Next, they have 49ers, also 5.5. Here, I'm going to go under because we don't even know who their quarterback is.
Yeah, I mean, if Blaine Gabbert's the quarterback, 5-11 is obviously in play, but I'm still going to go over. That's a very low number.
Okay, fine. So we have a disagreement there.
I mean, they have a much better coach than Tom Sula.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't go over for everybody, so I gotta pick an under somewhere. All right, and we gotta have some disagreements. All right, now we get to a bunch of teams that are all at the 7-win mark, and. A lot of these are teams that we thought very highly of going into last season. One is the San Diego Chargers, who I think we both had in the top 10. Now their over-under is 7. And I don't really see anywhere that they've improved. Again, I've done no research when I opine here. So I'm going to say under 7 for the Chargers.
It's hard to go under 7. Like, 7 is such a weird number because, basically you're saying they're going to be awful.
Yeah.
There is, like, I would pick push if I could pick push. Yeah. But I will go over.
Okay, so we got another disagreement there. And Akiva, as you did in baseball, where you went over on like 24 of the 30 teams, so far you're over
right.
on all 5 teams.
I was right on everything so far in baseball.
Yeah. All right, the New Orleans Saints, they're over under 7 as well. That's another one where I really want to push.
Yeah, I'm going under. The Saints are the organization with the most delusional fans. You could see their fans going nuts on the internet the last few weeks about how bad their cap situation is. They stopped being good 4 years ago, and the fans haven't picked up on it yet. The Saints are under.
Yeah. I'm going to go under as well. Another team who's over under is 7 and going into last season thought that they were contenders, and that's Shamir Simon's Philadelphia Eagles. I'm going to go under here.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's a lot of wild cards at the quarterback position there, so
yeah.
This is a clear stay away if you're actually spending real money, but I'm going to go under. I feel like it's going to take a while to get out of sort of the Chip Kelly stuff.
All right. We're looking for our next disagreement. We only got 2 so far. And maybe it will be the Miami Dolphins. You're a preseason Super Bowl pick in the AFC last year. Now their over-under has plummeted to 7. This is another one where I really want to push. I think they're going to bounce back a little from last year.
No, this is a team that's going to win at least 8 games.
All right, yeah, I was going to say over just because I think the Jets are going to regress a little bit. Buffalo's going to regress
a
little bit.
No, this team is going over for sure.
Okay, fine. So we're both at over there.
I have a whole summer to talk myself into them winning the Super Bowl again. Don't worry.
All right, now we have the Lions at 7. They're the worst team in that division, so I'm going to go under. It's going to be tough to get even 2 wins in the division, I think.
Yeah, I mean, they kept the coach, right?
They lost their best player.
Is it
a positive that they kept their coach?
No, it's not a positive. Yeah. I mean, if I had to predict a number, I'd probably predict them to go 7-9, but I'm not going over because I don't think they could hit 8-8 with that team. So under.
All right. Okay, now we get to the 7.5s. Talk about delusional fan bases. Washington, they went 9-7, somehow won that terrible division last year. They're at 7.5, and I am definitely going under. I mean, this one is...
I think Cousins played above his, like, absolute ceiling for sure. Last year. I don't hate them. I think 8-8 is their most likely record, but I just don't see them doing 9-7 again, if you know, unless Romo gets hurt again and just the division's wide open. But I think the Eagles are going to be better, so I'm going under on the Redskins.
All right. The Bucs, also 7.5. Number seems a little high on me. I think they'll be improved from last year, but 7.5 seems a little too high. I'm going to go under.
Wait, if you're paying attention, I said the Eagles went under like a really low number, and then I said they're going to be better. So this is still preseason for us. What's the number here?
7.5 for the Bucs. I say under.
I'm going to go over because I think the Saints are going to be garbage in that division. I'm fine with the Falcons. I don't love them.
That's a division where losing teams have had a record of winning the division, though.
It's true. I really like Jameis and Mariota in year two.
Okay. Now we have the Los Angeles Rams back on the West Coast.
So weird.
They're at 7.5.
Yeah, it's a perfect number for them.
Starting Goff at quarterback, this is an easy under.
How
for me.
Dare anybody suggest that Jeff Fisher can't go 8-8? Obviously, he's going to go 8-8. It's an over.
Okay. And that takes us to the Jaguars, whose number is 7.5. Seems incredibly high. You know, obviously they get the benefit of two first-round draft picks.
Yeah, this is a loaded team, though. I feel this is, you know, if they get anything extra out of the QB position, I feel like they could really make a jump to being a wild card contender.
Talk about ceilings. I think their quarterback has sort of reached his ceiling.
Okay, but the team around them is still pretty good, and I don't think he's reached his ceiling. That's silly.
I'm going to go under on the Jags.
I'm going over for sure.
All right. So we have five disagreements on all five. I'm going under. You're going over. So the pessimist versus the optimist. Now we have the Bears at 7.5.
Yeah,
this is another team. The number's pretty close. They did a little better last year than people expected. I'm going to go under because I think 7-9 is more likely than 8-8.
It's really tough, this Bears number.
I just think the two teams at the top of the division are really good, and so Detroit and Chicago are going to be in trouble.
Yeah, I'm not married to the Packers like you are. I'm not convinced they're going to be good. I do like Fox in a second season. I'm going over.
All right, there we go. The Falcons at 7.5. This is a team that started, 6-0 and ended 8-8 or something like that. So really hard to predict here. They're 7-7.
I do like the coach. I really like Quinn. I was really high on Quinn all of last season. I like his in-game stuff.
Even the second half of the year?
Well, they fell apart.
I'm going to go under again here. It's at 7.5. I'm sticking with my under.
I want to go over, but I have to go under on some of these teams. So I'm going under on Atlanta.
All right, now we have your beloved Jets at 8-8.
Yeah, under next. I don't even want to talk about it.
They don't even have a quarterback.
They're going to be under. They're going to be under after week 9. Let's go.
Yeah. Now we have the Giants at 8-8. The Giants are a team that I always overrate every year. I'm trying to learn my lesson.
You know, I love McAdoo. I really think that this is something, you know, they could. McAdoo got a great year out of Eli.
8's the perfect number for them. If it was 7.5, I'd go over. Are they going to be a winning team?
Well, you
it's
still
tough
push.
To say.
You don't lose at 8-8.
Yeah. All right, fine. So I'm going to say, I'll say over. You've convinced me. What about you? Over?
Over.
Oh. All right. The Bills at 8. And that's about the number where they're going to end up. But, you know, Rex Ryan's teams do worse as he continues, and so you know, he's also siding with Donald Trump, so I'm going to go under on the Bills at 8-8.
Well, Sammy Watkins, who was basically the best player in football for the last 6 weeks last year, is already hurt. I just feel like the Rex thing may run its course in year two already. I'm going under for Buffalo.
All right, now we have a number that's shockingly high to me. The Raiders at 8.5.
Wow.
People loving their Derek Carr.
Yeah, the Raiders' Twitter account is very confident, but... I'm not so sure. I feel like this is a perfect team. This team belongs at 8-8. I'm going under.
The possible Las Vegas Raiders, yeah. So I agree with you. I'm under as well. Now we have the Texans at 8.5. This is another tough one. You know, last year they went 9-7 with nothing at quarterback, but they also benefited from, you know, the division collapsing. And I say nothing at quarterback, but actually, you know, the numbers were pretty good. Brian Hoyer actually had a pretty decent season, and, you know, I think their quarterback position might be worse this year, actually.
Oh yeah, it could be.
Say over because I think with JJ Watt you can still go 9-7.
What's the number? 8.5.
8.5.
I'm going under. That number's too high for the Texans.
All right, finally we flip and I have an over and you have an under, so that's good. Now we have the Ravens at 8.5. People are basically saying that last season was completely a wash. Yeah. Nothing to learn from it.
Nothing.
I tend to agree.
Say over. Except that Joe Flacco's still elite. I'm going over also.
All right. The Broncos, fresh off a Super Bowl victory, a dominant defense. They had the worst quarterback in football last year. They still breezed past this number, so it's kind of shocking. They are so disrespected. Their over-under is 9. I mean, this has to be an over, right? That's crazy.
Yeah, it's got to be an over.
All right. And now we get to the contenders. 9.5 is the Cowboys. So again, like the Ravens, people think last season was complete wash. I know that you love the Cowboys. To me, I don't. They're old. They had a terrible draft and a bad offseason in general. I'm going under the Cowboys 9.5. And this is just about a lock for me.
Yeah, because Romo gets hurt, you win your bet. You could get hurt in week one and you win your bet. Yeah. So I'm going under two.
Okay. Colts, another team that people think last year was a wash. I tend to agree because you have to assume that Luck will be healthy this year. So I will say over 9.5, even though it's a pretty big number for a team that, you know, is not that good. But I'll say over 9.5 for the Colts.
I'm going under. I feel like they're going to be a 9-7 team. The Jaguars could, and the Titans are improving. So that's really not a bad division anymore, to be honest.
Yeah, well, now we get to my Vikings, 9.5 as well. This is a pretty good number. I think 10-6 is probably where they end up. I see that the over is -130, the under is even. So all the money's going on the over right now.
Who's the kicker right now? Who's their kicker?
No, it's still Blair Walsh. So I'm going to say over on the Vikings.
9.5 is a lot. I mean, you got Adrian Peterson really, you know, he has a good chance of hitting, you know.
I hope. Look, I've been on record. I want them to cut Adrian Peterson. The team was better when he wasn't on the field last year. He does not help the Vikings.
I do wonder if there's any residue from that hideous loss last year. I hope there's residue. I feel like it's a 9-7 team. I'm going under.
All right, there we go. By the way, Vikings Twitter is completely irate about the fact that ESPN, their headline, you know, they were previewing like every team, how they've done in the offseason. Mm-hmm. And the Vikings got an A, but the article about the NFC North said, the Packers won the division yet again last year. Can the Vikings, but with their hot offseason, can the Vikings take it back? And Vikings fans are irate because, you know, obviously we won the division last year.
Yeah.
feel like we don't get no respect. You know, they went 11-5 last year, and I think they're going to be better this year, but possibly a worse record. But I think 10-6 is fine. So that's a disagreement. Now we have the Chiefs also at 9.5. That's a little high for me.
That's high. And you sold me. You were really high on Andy Reid rebuilding the team, and I wasn't. You had him really high in your coach's rankings.
I think they'll probably go 10-6, but I see 8-8 more likely than, you know, 12-4. You know, I don't think they repeat what they did the last couple of years, frankly. So I'm going to go under on the Chiefs.
Yeah, that's just the number's a little high. I'm going to go under two, but at this point, I'm never going to write off Andy Reid again.
All right, in the regular season anyway.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Well, obviously.
Okay. Now we have two more teams at 9.5. We have the Bengals. Talk about a playoff collapse. Can they recover? I see no reason why they can't. I don't understand why they're only 9.5. They were the best team in football, you know, until Dalton went down. So to me, the Bengals are an easy over.
Yeah, they're a regular season team also. They're going to go over. I do think the core is getting a little older, and they don't have the ridiculous depth that they had at the beginning of last season and 2 years ago. But I think 10 wins is not a tall task for a team that talented.
All right, and then the last 9.5 team is the your other Super Bowl pick in the preseason, and it looked really good in the regular season, the Cardinals. I was low on the Cardinals. You were high on the Cardinals. You were right, but I'm going to bet low again. Again, I think Carson Palmer, he's an injury risk waiting to happen as soon as he does.
And he's getting old. Like, you have to think that
he's
slip.
Like 37. So I'm going to say under Cardinals 9.5.
Yeah, I have to go over. I just think that they're the most loaded team in the league,
over
basically.
Again. Wow. Yeah. Okay. All right, and now we have the five teams that are the leading contenders in the NFL this year, according to the early Vegas odds. Okay. Each of these teams at 10.5. So let's start with the defending NFC champions, the Carolina Panthers at 10.5. You know, they went 15-1 last year, so they'd have to drop five games to go under here. What do you think?
Yeah, they're going over.
Over for sure. Wow.
Yeah, they're good.
You know, this is the team that went 7-8-1 last year, the year before. So I they're obviously not going to win 12, 13 games again. 10.5 is a high number. I'm going to go under, so that's another disagreement for us there. But again, remember, they get Kelvin Benjamin back. Their offense should be better, if anything.
Yes, it will be.
Now we have the Patriots at 10.5. Without Brady for four games, presumably.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. They're going over.
All right, I'm going to say under. But, you know, maybe it's wishful thinking. The Steelers at 10.5. This is another team I think is getting too much respect.
Yeah, I agree.
The defense was really bad last year.
10.5 is a ridiculous number for them. They're under.
Yeah. All right, so we agree there. Seattle at 10.5. I always love Seattle. I'm going to go on the over for the Seahawks.
I just think the division is really tough, and you could go 10-6 and still have a good year. It's hard.
They did last year. That's
yeah. It's hard for me
year,
to guarantee 11 wins for a team that really took a step back last season. So I will go under, but that's not like one of my best bets for sure.
Okay, and then the last team, the Green Bay Packers, they are at 10.5. People really banging the over. It's at -165. People haven't learned the lesson from last year. You know, the Packers are not really a good team.
2 years in a row where Rodgers has not had a big year.
Well, by his standards. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, by his standard. Good, he hasn't been the number one quarterback in football two straight years. Yeah.
But I will say under on the Packers. I think the Vikings and Packers are both about 10-6 teams. Over 10.5, I'm not going to do that.
I'm so sick of Mike McCarthy also. Yeah, I'm going under. This is one of my best bets, under.
All right, so there's 13 teams on which we disagree, which means that unless we have a push, and I'm sure we will, we're guaranteed of a winner or a loser there. But here's another bet that you got to put in your back pocket and wait like an absurd 8 months to know who wins that one.
Oh, man. I'm waiting, you know, the 3 months for 3 months and change for the NFL to come back.
All right, so whatever. We disagreed on 13 teams, but I think we need to find something else to fight about. So in case we haven't had enough arguments already today, we have another one teed up. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. What are we doing?
All right, so, you know, one thing that we've argued offline about quite a bit is the intro music. You've picked each of the intro musics that we've had. My main issue has been the lack of consistency, and then you criticize how I implement them as well.
Your main issue is a lack of consistency? That's like a bizarre complaint.
Well, what I'm saying is that we've run through so many different songs, we haven't just picked one.
Yeah, and how many people have noticed? I'm guessing somewhere between zero and for sure nobody.
Yeah, all right. Okay, so we started with the song. Well, so we'll get to that in a second. So what we've done today is we've brought on an expert to help us make a decision here.
He's like a marriage counselor.
He's a marriage counselor for the specific issue of what music we should have, as the theme to our podcast. So we have with us Jake Belnick. He's a music supervisor. He has his own podcast, The Do Me a Solid Show. Jake, welcome to 32 Fans. How are you today?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so Jake, correct me if I'm wrong, but you sort of help select the music for TV shows and things like that, right?
That's exactly what I do. I help select it and then license it as well.
Okay, good. So you're going to help us select the music for this podcast. We're not going to license it because we don't have any money, but you're going to help us select the song today. Does that sound good?
Sounds good to me.
All right. Your podcast, Do Me a Solid Show, what's that about?
It's about music supervision. I have a special guest every week, and we talk about the shows that are playing the music we love, who's playing stuff we hate, and we talk to composers who actually create the music for television about how that process works.
What show has the best music right now?
Right now, even though they only play about one song an episode, I'm loving what Silicon Valley does at the end of each episode. They usually have some killer hip-hop, and I don't say that about any hip-hop.
So this isn't like the score. This is actual songs that they bring into
right.
the show.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I deal with the actual songs, like when you hear Future, yep. Mumford & Sons.
Okay, cool. All right, so let me tell you a bit of the history of how our intro music started. So the first episode, mm-hmm. the first couple episodes, we had a song that Akiva picked by Placebo. It's called Running Up the Hill. And the intro sounds like this.
Yep.
All right, Jake, so that's a song Akiva picked at first. You know, it's called Running Up That Hill. It's got sort of a theme of, you know, like NFL preseason, which worked a little bit. But my feeling was it was a little bit slow for a football podcast.
Yeah, that's Rob Cesternino and a few other people said it was like a little bit of a downer to like get people hyped up to listen to football talk.
Yeah, although I did like you had 30 seconds with no audio because that sort of works.
Yeah, the one thing everyone recommends is like more time without you speaking. So I think, you know, like 30 extra seconds without Chester is good.
Well, I would have to agree actually about it's not only is it maybe a little slow, but it's a bit of a downer. And you guys are kind of have a lively conversation. It's fun. It's sports. It's a little bit of a downer for me to be especially starting the show.
All right, good. So
for
we
an
ditched
upbeat
that one.
Conversation.
Yeah, we ditched that one.
I was just thinking,
early.
What if we had like a sad song when like the Jets or the Vikings lose? Like the song well, that is determined based on the mood. We'll be playing
with the
that
Jets,
song
you'd
every
have to play
single
that song yeah. constantly. Yeah.
Yes. This coming season, it'll be every single week we'll have to play.
Yeah,
that.
Jake,
exactly.
So you live in LA.
We already have a quarterback.
But you're from New York. Are you a Jets fan?
I am a Jets fan. I'm born and raised in New York City and unfortunately a Jets fan my whole life.
And that is unfortunate.
Tell me about it. Ryan Fitzpatrick doesn't even want to play.
Yeah, well, they don't want to pay him. But all right, so the other disagreement that Akiva and I had early on was that I thought that you should have a theme and that you should have the same music intro and outro. But Akiva wanted two totally different songs. So we started with that as our intro song. And then our outro song was stolen from – we stole the song that The Jinx, the HBO show, used, which is an Eels song. It's called Fresh Blood. And, you know, I think especially if anybody who watched The Jinx is familiar, but it went like this. Now, I thought that this worked well for The Jinx, so sort of the dramatic way that their episodes, especially the last episode, would end. But I wasn't sure about our podcast, and I also wasn't sure about the idea of having a separate song at the beginning and the end. So what say you, Jake?
Well, let's start with the first thing you said. I also think it works well in the Jinx. However, not as much as your outro. Kind of the same feeling as Placebo, to be honest. It just seems a little bit darker than what you guys have going on here. In terms of having a different outro and intro, I hate to give an answer like that, but I really feel like that's personal preference. Some people are going to agree with that, doing a different one. Some people are going to hate it. But I would say that's going to be so 50-50 that that's really up to you. I personally would want the same one so that people start to recognize my theme in the beginning and in the end, and that theme sticks in their head, so every time they hear it, they know, do me a solid show. That's my version of it, but some people might like to hear something a little different that helps round out the show in a different way than the original song helped ramp it up.
Yep. And Akiva, what are your thoughts?
Well, I think sometimes the show is a downer, so I feel like maybe that song works perfectly. Not just the Jets. I feel like just our conversation. Yeah, sometimes they take crazy turn.
All right, so
are they that dark though? I mean,
yeah. So we stuck with the Jinx, but we ditched that intro music pretty early on, and we went to a song called "Si Señor" by Control Machete, which is more upbeat. And this is what we went through all the way through football season into January. I think this is the music that probably 32 fans recognized as our intro music, to the extent that anybody cares. So I think this is not a bad song. What do you think, Jake?
It's not bad at all. Out of the ones you've sent me, still not the one I would choose, but in my opinion, this one's heading in the right direction and my favorite of the three that have been played so far.
Now, Jake, would you recommend that song? Were you familiar with that song?
I was not, actually.
See, I really like it. I think I heard it first in the movie Amoros Perros, like a Mexican movie, Spanish language movie from over a decade ago. But is that the type of...
It was a really great song.
Yeah, I feel like you could place that song on a show somewhere.
Oh, without a doubt. In fact, it reminded me of Breaking Bad, actually. I felt like that could have been a great song for Breaking Bad.
Yeah, all right, good call.
Yeah, not a bad call. All right, so that's what we had, and then Akiva decided that we had to, you know, distinguish the NFL regular season podcast from the off-season podcast. And so, and also, I think he wanted to go more for a wrestling theme because, you know, we have a lot of fights between the two of us. And those fights, they're real to me, damn it. So he introduced Overcome the World by Primetime Players. And we decided to keep this both for intro and outro.
I have no idea where I found this song. I think it may have been on The Challenge, on MTV's The Challenge. I'm not sure where I heard it.
Well, it looks like it's from Position Music, which is a company I'm very familiar with.
And it explodes out of the gate. This one explodes out of the gate, which I like. The only problem is you only have like 10 seconds until the words start, so it's a little hard to use.
You could loop it.
That's true.
Yeah, Chester, you could loop it.
You're raising my bad.
We didn't even know that was a thing until you came on, Jake. I didn't even know that was legal.
So I like the song, and then also I like the end. I've just skipped to the end of the song now, so we can hear the end of it. And this is how we'd wrap up the podcast. And I like how instead of fading out, it's pretty aggressive, and then it just has the zip where it just cuts off right like that.
I've never heard the end. I don't know. Like, we've never played it on the podcast.
Yeah, Akiva's never listened to an entire episode of our show, so.
That's true.
So what are your thoughts on that song?
I would have to say, energy-wise, this one is the clear favorite, especially for me. I mean, also, I was surprised to hear this one because the other three are all kind of in that same vein of energy, and this one is a total diversion from that. But I think, in my humble opinion, this one is right on in terms of energy. And just, I don't know, it got me ready for your podcast when I listened to an episode today, and this was the intro that I heard on that one.
What episode did you listen to?
I listened to your most recent one.
What was that, the top 10 TV shows?
The top 10 TV shows, yeah.
Yeah, any hot takes from that episode?
Well, I listened to mostly the intro for the music.
Oh, that's fair.
I listened to the whole thing, but I would have to listen
again. As soon as he heard
again.
Us, he's like, oh,
put you on the spot, Jake. I put you on the spot.
No, not really. I would have to listen again to remember what your guys' choices were.
Okay. But just my list was better.
I can't speak to that as of right now.
Akiva, do you think there's anybody out there who like loves that song but is too cheap to spend the 99 cents? So they just download our podcast every week to listen to it and then they cut off after 10 seconds?
I don't think.
I hope so.
I feel like you're the only person cheap enough to even think about that. Like no one else could even fathom such an idea.
Why am I getting painted into this corner? So the other issue I have with that one, as I said, if we could get an instrumental version, because you talked about looping it, but the problem is it's such a short period to loop, because there's really only 10 seconds before.
The problem is you could get one from Position, who I'm seeing is the owner.
Well, then
of
we have
song.
To pay for it. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So, as a music supervisor, this is terrible of me. But as of now, I would recommend looping it.
Yeah.
Or just searching the internet.
Okay. So the leader in the clubhouse right now is, you think we stick with we stick with what brung us here. But Akiva, no slouch, has brought 9 new songs for us to listen to today as potentials.
Yeah, and okay. Chester brought 0, just in case people were tracking at home.
Yeah, and
do you Akiva, even listen? These, do you listen to music
I am
at all, Alex?
Score over here.
Yeah, well, so one of the problems I have is I listen to music when I have finished all my podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
So, right now, I couldn't listen to music even if I wanted to.
Because you have 10 Game of Thrones podcasts.
Forgetting about any other restrictions, because of the fact that I just have so many podcasts that I have to power through. I think I haven't caught up since Passover, because Passover took me out of the game, because it was a few days in a row when I wasn't listening to podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And that built, and then Game of Thrones got involved. Well, I think it actually started.
You should
as well.
Take a day off of work just to catch up on podcasts. And don't tell your wife. Just go to a hotel and listen to podcasts all day on double speed.
Yeah, but I have I have 150 episodes in the bank, so that's more than 24 hours. Even
by the way,
speed.
I listen. Speaking of music and podcasts, I'm going to give you a podcast recommendation for a particular episode, not for the entire show, because I don't even love the entire show. There's a podcast called Don't Get Me Started, and basically it's comedians, mostly LA UCB type comedians. Some of them you've heard of, a lot of them you haven't. Are on with these two guys, Anthony King and Will Hines, and on Don't Get Me Started, they basically say what is your number one hobby? Pitch us on your obsession. So for you, Chester, it might be Game of Thrones podcasts. And what would it be for you, Jake? What's your number one hobby? Not music, because that's your profession.
Yeah, I was going to say making sports charts for me, but anyway.
Yeah, honestly, I have to agree. Sports would be my number one.
Okay,
sports and technology.
Okay,
I'm a nerdist
but
guy.
But it's usually more specific.
Podcasts.
It's usually a little, it might be about the Jets, but it wouldn't be about sports in general. I feel like that's
gotcha.
Too. But anyway, so they had this comedian.
Akiva, what would yours be?
I was mine. I think would be, because I wouldn't want to do the Jets. I was actually thinking that mine should be
too
podcasts
depressing.
Also. Yeah, no, I think mine would be spending quality time with my family.
Oh my god,
it's
Lord,
a joke.
The lies,
everyone. Just in case my wife heard.
My god,
that's the second biggest lie.
She
said
yelled.
Podcast.
She heard it. It's true.
Still doesn't top when you said that you paid full price for all of Louise's latest show.
$32 maybe. I paid $32 for Hearts to Beat. Anyway, so this podcast episode with Joe Wengert, he basically talks about his insane OCD music buying ritual. I don't want to spoil it, but it's called Music Buying Rituals. It's from February 2015. Everyone should download it when they listen to this. It is amazing how insane this
February
guy
is. February 15 or 16?
February 2015. February 3rd,
oh,
so 2015.
It's over a year ago. Okay.
Yeah, it's well worth listening to. He is bananas. And it is the most OCD thing you've ever heard in your life. Anyway.
Well, so Akiva, where did you come up with these 9 songs you have for us today?
Okay, so yeah. I when I listen to music, if I hear a song, I'll, Shazam it, or I'll, if I can't, I'll just sort of grab a few words from a lyric even, and
that's
put it
exactly
in my phone and Google the lyrics.
That's what I do also, yeah.
I will,
Google's amazing at that.
Yes, I will, basically Google was invented for, when Yahoo once was trying to make a move on Google, some Yahoo executive was all Google is music lyrics, but they really do music lyrics well. That didn't end up so well for Yahoo, but I think, I will move hell and high water to find out the 2 songs that I don't know what they are, and they're just in my head will that'll bother me for a year. So anyway, I'll listen to a TV show, and if I like a song, actually a lot of times that's what I'll find it for. Sometimes
maybe Jake picked it.
It's possible. I actually think Jake, the MTV shows sometimes have really good original songs like The Real World and The Challenge.
Well, you guys are like this, as sports fans, were you guys fans of Friday Night Lights?
Sure. Friday Night Lights famously had amazing music.
Yeah, and that was my first gig. I worked for a woman named Liza Richardson on the final 3 seasons, And my very first job was working for her, choosing the music for Friday Night Lights.
Oh, that's
for
cool.
The last three seasons.
Well, the Friday Night Lights also was unique because it had a score from a real band, right? Explosions in the Sky.
Well, the composer was actually Snuffy Walden, who did like West Wing, and he did Explosions type score. But NBC bought a bunch of Explosions tracks flat out so they could use them whenever they want.
Oh, okay.
So it was a combination.
I got it.
Look at this. Someone dropping actual knowledge on our podcast.
Yeah, this is the first time this happened since like...
Well, I think Jordan did it, actually.
That's true.
And then it got a band. So.
That was good. All right, fine. So let's listen. How about we listen to the first song, appropriately titled First, by the Cold War Kids.
Okay. And so is this supposed to be intro or outro? Or
this is an intro. I really like this song, but there's an issue.
It's a fantastic song.
So let's listen. So my feeling thus far, it's a bit slow, it's not podcasty.
Yeah, it might start out, you wouldn't necessarily have to use it from the beginning, if you could fade into it.
Is there a better spot, Akiva, that we should jump to?
No, I really like the beginning.
Example,
My problem is that the lyrics start 11 seconds in, and, you know, Chester a lot of times starts speaking when the lyrics are still going. You can't hear what Chester says, and, you know, so you want to avoid that. You want a song that goes about 25 seconds before it fades out.
Yeah, I also just don't think it's upbeat enough.
Well, I would disagree. It's slow in tempo, but I do feel it has an upbeat feel. Like the stomp and claps lends itself to sports, which you hear the stomping and clapping in the intro. I think it does actually have an upbeat feel to it, but a slow tempo, which might offset the emotion of getting ready for an energetic conversation.
All right, so that doesn't beat our current song, which is The Leader in the Clubhouse right now.
Yeah, to be clear, I think it's one of the best songs out right now, actually, but I still think your current hip-hop is the winner.
So, Jake, I might have an ear for music. That's what I'm hearing. I feel like I should, you know... I could become your assistant.
Cold War Kids, you could. You should be. I need one badly. I can pay you nothing.
Well, it's good, because I could provide nothing other than like the 8 songs I know. So.
Fantastic.
By the way, Akiva, we were talking about like lyrics, and you know, I do that as well, obviously, where I'll listen to like just 2 or 3 keywords, and then I can just Google them later. But back in the day before Google, unless a song's lyrics were in like the liner notes for the CD, did you guys do this where I would like play a song? If there was a song that I really wanted to learn the lyrics to, I would play the song and like on my CD player, play pause, play pause, play pause, so I could write down like word by word.
No, I think that's a mental illness. I don't think anyone's done that.
I actually got a little bit of a brag here. I've always had a knack for remembering lyrics. I hear a song once or twice, I've got it pretty much locked in.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, but I guess, you know, that's what you do. That's your
job. It has helped with my career because every now and again you need lyrics that match the scene, of course.
Right. And you don't want to be too on the nose also, right? You don't want like a song that's like describing the action. And
yep, my next podcast in the interview, we actually talk about that. If it's like a divorce and the song is like, look, we're getting divorced, then that probably wouldn't work.
Right.
Like that James Blunt song from like 2005?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Because I can't believe lover? I know that this. One? Wasn't that Goodbye, My Lover? Yeah.
No, was it Had a Bad Day or whatever?
No, I was talking about Goodbye, My Lover. Goodbye, My Friend. You have been the one.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. So, Akiva's exactly right, though. Being too on the nose is actually a big part of what I do, and not being too big on the nose, rather.
My wife, Jen, who Jake, you met last week, is actually, or just a couple days ago, she's like that also. If we're driving, any top 40 song between like 1986 and 2005 that plays, she knows the words to, and it sort of blows my mind.
I have older sisters, which helped me with that as well, yeah.
Yeah, she says like she just drove a lot in high school.
Mm-hmm.
But because I can't do that. I need to, like, I'm terrible with lyrics, even for a song I've heard 100 times. That's why as a kid, if I wanted to learn the lyrics, I had to, like, as I said, like, manually play the song 2 seconds at a time, write them down, and then memorize them. The plus side of that is, like, there's, like, 10, 15 songs from my childhood that I still know every single lyric, like, backwards and forwards. And they're, like, the random songs, like Men in Black, for example, the Will Smith song.
All right.
Well,
he's such a
wordsmith. You probably had to do a lot of playing and pausing there.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So, Akiva, you're also a big wrestling fan. It seems like you brought in a couple of wrestling songs.
This is a new wrestler, actually, a new WWE wrestler. Jake, you're not a wrestling guy, right?
No, I'm not.
Neither was I until like 2 years ago, but I started liking it. Anyway, so AJ Styles is a wrestler. He has an amazing theme song. So let's listen to that.
So this he plays when he runs out into the ring, right?
Yes.
Well, So I like it. If you were going to do a different intro and outro, if you do go that route, for me, this would be the outro.
Interesting. Now, yeah, I do think, ultimately, this is too closely associated with him, you know, for maybe to us to choose it, but I think it's, like, a good enough song to...
Well, we stole a song from The Jinx, which was, like, the most popular show, like...
Yeah, but no one's going to remember The Jinx in, like, 3 months. Like, people don't even remember it now. They'd be like, oh, where do I know that song from?
Yeah, that's true.
And I know it's counterintuitive since he walks out to it. It's kind of like his intro song.
Yeah.
But the energy of it for a podcast and for what you guys do feels more outro-ish.
I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying.
But I do
Let's
like
skip
it.
To the end of the song for a second to hear how it ends.
Well, you never hear the end of the wrestler's song unless they're like, give it, you know.
Well, I don't say saying
it. It kind of seems to go with the they don't want none throughout, pretty much.
Yeah, they repeat the words they don't want none 500 times. I don't think I've ever heard that.
Yeah. Yeah. Tapers out.
That's how it ends too.
Glass or something. Yeah. All right. So you still like Overcome the World more, but you think that's a possibility as a outro.
As an outro. I would like Cold War Kids more as an intro than that if you were going to use it as an intro. But so far, AJ Styles' theme is my favorite for the outro.
Interesting. All right. Now next song. I don't know where I found this. It's by a band named Saint Motel. I don't think have you ever heard of them.
Oh, I know this song well.
Oh, you do? Okay. I have no idea. It's placed all over
TV.
Yeah, also, this song has 500,000 views. It's not like a, you know, it's not
this
like
song
a
has been, like, especially as a music supervisor, this song has been licensed many a time on film and television.
All right, so let's listen. All right, I like that saxophone clapping. It almost sounds like a Stephen Colbert intro.
I've no doubt like you guys have heard this, whether you realize it or not. Yeah.
It's got like a New Orleans style, sort of, no?
Yeah, totally. Maybe more Latin, actually.
Yeah, that could be like a Latin wrestler's intro.
I almost want to start salsa dancing in my office.
Yeah, I definitely would say a little more Latin than Cajun. I gotta say, I think in terms of energy, this might take over for Overcome. Though I will say, this is so recognizable. It depends what you want. Do you want them to recognize it immediately, or to be more feeling your originality with the Overcome, which they wouldn't immediately recognize but might like?
Tell us, what do you think people recognize this song from most?
Me? I can't. It's one of those things where it's in so many things that I can't even think of one of them. I just know I've heard this all over town.
All right, Kiva, what do you think of that song versus the current existing song?
I don't know if with the horns, it's really our vibe, and maybe it is too popular of a song. I tried not to pick popular songs with maybe one. You know, the Cold War Kids is a popular song.
Yeah.
And then there's maybe only one other really popular song on this list. There's a lot of songs that aren't super well known. So let's try one of those. A song called Welcome Home, which sounds like the type of, you know, song you'd want to start a podcast with, by a band called Radical Face.
Okay, let's play this one for a second.
Oh, Radical Face is awesome.
This is, you know, twee, like Wes Anderson-ish almost. Yeah. Is this the right mood we want?
I would have to say it's not.
I do like the fact that
Radical Face is
like
awesome
up.
For the record, but yeah, that's a good, maybe as an outro, certainly not as your intro. You want people in like a good mood, and this is a great song, but it's a kind of like a reflection type song.
Yeah, I like the song, but I don't think it's right for us.
All right, what about a comeback
good call
to
on
you.
The Radical Face again.
Yeah, listen.
You're picking out some great bands.
I'm very excited that you like my music taste a little bit. What about Come Back to You by Silence is Sexy?
Okay. All right, this one jumps right in.
So I'm sure you can guess what the first thing I'm going to say is. If you're listening on YouTube like I am, first thing that comes up on the screen is the original score for This Ain't Hollywood. So you're on the right path, in other words, because this is basically score from a movie. And I think the energy is good. I still would go with Overcome, though. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know where I know that song from, because I've never heard of that movie.
Neither have I, to be honest.
So I wonder where I found the song. I wonder if it was like a real world type song, you know, that I heard it on. You know what show I think also has good music that I don't listen to, but I hear in the background because my wife listens to it? I think Grey's Anatomy has a good, you know, someone picking music was good.
We talk about that in my first episode. Grey's Anatomy is one of the first ones that became where people started to really notice it. So people started saying, what is that? And going to look at it. Grey's Anatomy is one of the reasons I'm employed, I would say. So very good call.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now we have, this is the only sort of hip-hop song. Are you a Rory fan?
I don't know.
All right, so we'll find out right now. I love this song. Probably my favorite song of the last few years. I don't know if it's an intro song, but I also sort of just wanted to plug this song. Let's listen to it. God's Whisper.
It's an intense title.
Start with some ambient noise. Oh, it's like stars?
Yeah, you have to wait a few seconds.
For me, it's an outro song again. I would not replace Overcome with this. This would...
Yeah, it's developing a bit too slowly, I think.
Yes, but what is it a good outro song, though? Or does it not beat the AJ Styles theme?
I think this is a great outro song.
Yeah, I agree. It's a really good song. I wonder
however,
if it's too
big. However, with the lyrics, though, I mean, it might be another one where you want to find an instrumental because in the chorus are saying, I hear God's whispers, which is an interesting lyric to be
ending
your show.
It's also just developing. I think it develops a little too slowly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, we're not well for the outro, the development might not be as important.
Yeah, people are shutting it off, whatever. All right. Yeah. Now we have The Royal Concept. I don't know who they are, but their song is called On Our Way.
For the record, though, real quick, it looks like Rory also has a song called Devil's Whisper.
Yeah, that's like the sequel to it. That's like his latest song. Rory's like really great. He's like a kid. I think he's from Atlanta, and he's going to blow up. He's going to blow up.
All right, let's listen to Royal Concept On Our Way.
Oh, it's got kind of a news feel to the intro. Oh.
I like that horse in the video.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, I'm watching him run.
You know, at this point,
the horse.
Yeah, he got blown up.
R.I.P. horse.
I think this.
This song
be great
sounds very
intro.
Popular. It sounds like a popular.
But it's
song,
not, right? Have you heard this song, Jake?
I've heard of The Royal Concept, okay. But I don't think this song is that popular.
I don't think
no.
so either.
My opinion is, this would kind of be one of those 50-50 things where you would need to decide if you want hip hop. Or indie or alt, whatever you want to call this one, mm-hmm. because I think this is a tie for the intro with Overcome.
Wow.
Depending on what genre you want to go with.
To me, it's a little bit too indie. What do you think, Akiva? Okay.
Well, but that's fair the type enough. Of music I listen to. Like, that's most of this music is indie rock.
Energy
like,
wise, it's right for me, at the very least.
I love it. Wow, I'm very excited, Jake. Jake's a Jets fan, and he's been complimentary. Oh, man, I couldn't love Jake anymore. All right, two more songs.
We're keeping it as a possibility.
We're almost done here. A band called the Limonanas. I heard this on, here's a little, another podcast tip. KXP is like a famous radio station out in Seattle. And uh-huh. they have if you subscribe to their podcast feed, they give you a free song every day. So,
that's
you know,
cool.
A lot of them are junk, but I'd say one out of every seven or eight is really good. And then you have free music forever because
actually.
It's just on your, you know, iPhone or iPod or whatever.
But it stays in your podcast app rather than
yeah,
music
it's a
app?
But you can change it to a song if you want. You could change a podcast to a song.
Oh, how do you do that?
Through iTunes. I'll show you. I think it would be boring for right now, but if anyone wants, they can they can ask me. All anyway, this is called The Limonanas, and this song is called Salvation. A lot of religious themes, but I don't know what it's about.
Oh, I like the video game start.
Except the way 80s. It goes in, I'm going to have to say outro again.
I don't know. It's a little obnoxious for an outro, though. I don't know. I don't love... Really? I do like the song, but I don't love that like really loud... You know, I feel like people are going to like be annoyed that it's in their ears.
Yeah, it's a little white stripesy in a way.
Uh-huh.
I mean, a lot of these have just, in my opinion, just a lower energy than what you guys are going to want for the intro.
Okay, so let's try one more, because this might be high energy. I love the beginning of this song. It's from a band called
Formidable,
The Joy Formidable, or Formidable, I don't know. And the song is
Formidable.
Called Whirring.
They're fantastic. I had a friend from London who was listening to them in my car once and called them the Joy Formidable. Oh, yeah, this is a very popular song, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You hear this everywhere.
It's a little too indie-ish for me, and like a little bit, like it's not unique. It doesn't really stand out, you know?
I really just, it's a weird song because on iTunes you can see how many times you've listened to a song. And it says like I've only listened to it 3 times. And I would have guessed it was like 100, which means I don't like the whole song. It's just straight from an iPod. I actually think it's really accurate. I'm like one of the last people who still just.
Oh, you've down. Oh, you own the song on your iPod.
Yeah. So iPod. So
iPod.
If you go to 125 in, you could kind of skip ahead and use that as your intro.
Interesting.
All right, so let's skip ahead to 125. Let's hear.
It.
Yeah, to me, I don't love the idea of an indie song like this as the intro.
And we've only had it. We've had indie songs.
Great choice.
Yeah.
What, so you didn't knock a single one of my song choices.
Well, in terms of usage for your show.
No, but just in general. I pick them. I have like a playlist, which is best. I just call it best.
Right.
And it's my favorite, like 300 songs. So all nine of these songs, other than the AJ Styles theme, are just songs from the best, cool playlist.
Yeah, well, Joy Formidable and Cold War Kids are killer, in my opinion. Very killer.
All right. And what's your final decision here, Jake?
My final decision is that you should either go with The Royal Concept or stay with Overcome. Those are the only ones I heard that have the right energy for your intro.
Okay, and what about outro?
So no Saint Motel. I thought we liked Saint Motel. Oh, that was an outro song, right?
Yeah.
Saint Motel was, I just thought it was a little bit too recognizable. But energy-wise, it was right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What if we picked a different song every week, Chester?
No, you're driving me nuts. You know how hard
it would be a theme then, because theme is your theme.
Right. Yeah. I it does delight me how hard this is going to be for Chester to edit. This podcast might not be up until July.
Yeah.
Well, I did offer to help with the mixing.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, Chester's, by the way, really good. He has these podcasts up that night. He works like around the clock to get them through. He's really good at
that. All right,
so
that is very
impressive. You pick an outro, Jake, before we wrap this up?
For your outro,
but Akiva, have we decided?
No, we're gonna have to decide. We're gonna sit on it. Sit on it.
Okay. All right.
The fans will know when we get up to the 100 movies podcast next week. They'll see what we chose.
For your outro, I would say the Liminianas or the Joy Formidable for your outro.
Okay. Maybe we'll try them each once, Chester, and we'll see what works. And if anyone listening has an opinion, then let us know. I'd be interested the thing about music is it's much different than, Chester and I had 44 of the same 100 favorite television shows. Like, people have the same taste in TV, but music, everyone's all over
definitely.
The map. So it's hard
Absolutely.
To find.
Well, and people are embarrassed, which is something I've had a campaign to stop being embarrassed.
I agree.
Music.
I agree. Even
if you like it, you like it.
Right. Even if your favorite band is like Ricky Martin and the Backstreet Boys, like, yeah,
then still,
just tell
you
people.
Did. I mean,
yeah.
Other people might not agree,
sure.
But to judge someone because they like it is a bit silly.
No, I
me.
Agree. I once said someone like was going somewhere and they wouldn't tell me, a friend of mine. I'm like, where are you going? He didn't want to tell me he was going to a Justin Timberlake concert. I'm like, no, that's cool. Why are you embarrassed to go to a Justin Timberlake concert? You should be.
Yeah,
that's
it's
a fun
one thing
night.
To disagree, but to make a judgment on the person is
right. No, there are bands that are objectively bad, but but you should like
right.
Good for you for liking them.
Even if it's Nickelback, okay, except Nickelback,
no. Yes. But that's even Nickelback, I think, is in on the joke at this point. All right, so to wrap
up, and they're laughing all the way to the bank.
That's true. Yeah, that's another thing. Like, who you could laugh at them, you could make fun, but if you've heard of them, they're probably
someone's buying all those albums, so they get made fun of a ton. But then, who is buying the albums?
That's right. All right, Jake. So to wrap this up, do you have like a one music recommendation for the listeners, like a band that they should check out that they might not know about?
I do, actually. Some people might know about them, but I don't think they're as popular as they should be. They're called Shovels and Rope.
Ooh,
they are folk. They are fantastic. You can get them on Spotify or iTunes. Their song Gasoline is a good one to start with to get an idea. And if you're into the more slower love songs, like with your wife or your girlfriend,
hold on, let's hear Gasoline, Shovels and Rope for a second. Let me just press
yeah,
play.
Go for it.
Mangy looking dog in this music video.
Oh, it's a great video too.
I listen to tons of music, and I'll use YouTube a lot of times. Like, I'll tab songs and I'll listen, and now that goes straight through if you don't touch it, YouTube. But I've never once watched the video since like the TRL day. Because I feel like
it's been a long time for me.
Because I'll listen to the music while doing something. I feel like if you're watching the video, that's like a full activity. And who has time for that when you're, you got 100 TV shows to catch up on?
And if you are with your lady and you want to make her cry and love you even more, the song Lay Low by Shovels and Rope, that usually will do the trick.
Well, we usually make our wives cry even without any music.
That's true. It's a skill of ours, but let's hear that one.
Well, it probably
I like this one more. I like Lay Low.
Oh, yeah. They're husband and wife, actually, the two of them.
Oh, so they're like a new Civil Wars type of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
My wife is obsessed with Civil Wars.
Yeah, I really love the Civil Wars.
Saw them
it's
at
such
the
a
LA
shame
theater
that,
out here. and the Wilt Turn, they're fantastic.
What so I'll give you a recommendation. Chester, do you have one?
I wasn't prepared.
I was told there would be no.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't think of it. I realized like we have this music knowledge. Now I'm gonna like pepper him with music questions. I'm gonna ask him to send me some
Please.
Recommendations. But are you familiar with Meg Myers?
Yes.
So I love Meg Myers. I don't know if you're a fan, but I used to listen to a podcast which is now defunct called Totally Lame, and the husband is a husband and wife podcast. The husband like discovered her and was her manager. So like before she ever had any music out, they would like play her first song, and I really like her. So I think people.
What's the song called?
She's got a lot of songs.
Lemon Eyes is her best song.
20 good songs. I really like her.
And she's got that hard rock feel to her, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were live streaming her Coachella performance. I really liked her.
Oh, she's a great artist for Coachella too.
Yeah. All right. So Jake, this was awesome. Jake really knocked us out of the park, Chester. He really knows his stuff.
Thank you.
And I hope this was useful to someone other than me. I think it was. And now maybe if Jake has like a moment of inspiration for a theme song, he's welcome to come back on and you know give it to us. And also if you want to talk Jets later in the summer, I'd be happy to.
Anytime you'd have me on to talk sports, I would.
Is football your sport? Are the Jets your team? Or are you?
The Jets are, but all of them. I mean, Yankees, Rangers. I am as diehard as into sports as I could be. If I wasn't doing music, it would be sports, and I can talk any of the majors. All
is it lonely a little bit being a New York sports fan out in L.A. where the sports scene is kind of weak in some places?
There's a ton. I mean, in some places, but there's a ton of New Yorkers out here, as many L.A.ers will tell you. So it's not so bad, but there aren't many Jets fans anywhere, it seems.
The Jets-Yankees pairing is weird, because you usually see, you know, yeah, Jets with Mets true. And Yankees with Giants.
I have a lot of Jets-Yankees friends.
I went to high school in the Bronx, so it's just hard not to be a Yankee fan. Oh,
so you grew up in the city?
Yeah, yeah. I went to Fieldston in the Bronx.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, so Chester, why don't you take us out?
Okay, so we have a decision to make. I'm leaning towards keeping Overcome the World and maybe taking Jake's advice and looping it so that we extend those 10 seconds a little bit further. But we're still open to some of the other possibilities that we talked about, you know, the Royal Concept or maybe the AJ Styles song. Was that still a possibility, Akiva, or did we rule that one out? I forget.
I'm not sure. I have to listen back to this podcast.
All right, well, Jake, thanks for joining us again. Jake, you're on Twitter at...
JasonJakeB. My real name's Jason. It's weird.
Oh, okay. All right, so thank you very much.
Thanks, Jake.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for joining us. Next week at Kiva, we debut the 100 greatest movies of the past 25 years. Is that correct?
Yeah, I've been working hard on that. I'm looking forward.
Yeah, you know, we've had quite a few listeners submit their lists as well. It's not too late to submit your own list. Send us your list of the best 100 movies or any number of movies you want dating back to 1991. And like we did with the TV shows, we will roll it into our cumulative rankings and we will announce your selections as we announce ours. So that podcast will debut next week. Other than that, we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Whatever.